Some said she wasn't a true Brazilian because she was born in Portugal, but Carmen Miranda conquered Brazil during the 30s and then moved on to the States. Her songs came from the finest writers of the day, including Dorival Caymmi and Ari Barroso. But she had little in common with the early samba singers.
Her samba singing, which was not the authentic, near to the slums, black kind of samba, was nonetheless very rich.
Carmen Miranda sang on Broadway, starred in Hollywood films, and performed at the White House for Franklin Roosevelt. But when she returned to Brazil in July 1940, the reaction was not what she'd expected.
The first time she came back from the United States and she sang in Rio, she was booed. In many ways, she became a caricature. And people were saying she was Americanized and she was not authentic.
Como eu estava dizendo a vocês, show nos hospitais, nos campos é muito bom, mas por intermédio do cinema é muito melhor, porque vocês estão pertinho, podem viver muito melhor, é muito mais interessante.
Miss Miranda.
O que é que você quer?
Well, pardon me, but you're talking to Americans, and I think it'd be better if you'd speak English.
Oh, I forgot. Well, fellows, you know, what I'd like to talk to you about is this.
Then she recorded a song about it, and it's a masterpiece, saying, they say that I came back Americanized. It's so witty and graceful.
E disseram que eu voltei americanizada, com burro do dinheiro que sou muito rica, que não suporto mais o breque de um pandeiro e fico arrepiada ouvindo uma cuica.
People see her like a funny comedian with a funny hat, you know, and they don't realize how wonderful she was as a singer and how important she was to the development of a certain style of Brazilian music, which we call samba sincopado, the syncopated samba. She was great at that. She was the best.